It was it's just wet and miserable out there this morning. That's kind of my summary of the weather. But let's get a more detailed approach as we welcome Simon to the show. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John. Hello. Nice to hear from you.
Good morning. Nice to hear from you. So what is going on with the weather? I mean, it's supposed to be spring. I know we're supposed to have April showers, but it seems to be an April deluge at the moment.
Yeah, well, I did issue a yellow warning last night, and the Met Office didn't issue any warning for the heavy rain or any weather warning. I don't know why they didn't. We got 30 minutes of rain in Woking Town locally last night, and it was a lot heavier than I think the Met Office predicted. And I was right about it being pretty bad. There are a few amber weather warnings, well, flood alerts out there, what do you call it? Flood alerts out there at the moment across the River Thames and certain places. Not as bad as it was. It has gone up a little bit, the rivers and streams, but nowhere near as bad. I did predict it yesterday. So I don't know why the Met Office didn't put out a weather warning last night, John.
Interesting.
I'm not sure why.
I mean, I was driving last night in it, and there was a lot of surface water. There were warnings on the signs on the motorway saying, you know, slow down, there's a lot of surface water, so it's quite dangerous conditions on the roads. But it was just like the day started off nice, it was all right, and then it just kind of went downhill in the afternoon. And this morning, I mean, it's looking very cloudy over Woking. So what can we expect for the rest of today?
Well, it should be light rain and unsettled weather will continue to next week. At least we're not in America. The Cape in America is very high. There's some vicious F3 to F5 tornadoes across the states of America at the moment, across Mississippi and around there at the moment, up to Ohio, and around there at the moment, that area. It's very, very dangerous. So I'm watching that at the moment with great interest. I'm watching storm chasing last night because they're 6 hours behind us in America in Texas state as well. So I stayed up all night last night to watch that, but I was quite enjoying that tornado chasing. Yeah. It's not for the faint heart, though. It's quite dangerous. They look measurising the distance, but you get up to them, you don't have more than like a few minutes to spare. You've got to get into a storm shelter or get in a bath and put pillows around you. And that mattresses, John, I'm not joking. So they're interesting to look at.
You're watching that from the comfort of your own home, but would you ever go out to America and start chasing storms yourself? Is that something you'd ever consider doing?
Yeah, I'd love to. If I have the oh, gosh, I could do, but okay. At the time, off work and all that, I probably would go over there. I could do it, I guess, if I could get a friend that's brave enough to go. Maybe you and me to do it, John Andrews.
Okay, we'll go on a road trip in America and start chasing... Yeah, I don't know if I like that idea, though. It sounds a bit dangerous.
Daunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's very hard. It's quite nerve-wracking. You've got to be very brave and very good at knowledge and knowing where to go and have an escape plan from a tornado. It doesn't look as simple as it looks.
No,
anyway,
exactly. It's not going to end well if you come into contact with a tornado, is it, really? Let's be honest.
No, it's like in the sea with a shark, you know. The odds are a shark might bite you. The odds are you might get away with it. As you said recently, there's a shark attack out in the Caribbean Islands, unfortunately.
Yeah, let's not take the chance.
Say how pretty unpredictable animals are.
Yes.
But nature is pretty much. You can't control it.
Interesting. So, so it's going to remain unsettled, so it's just going to be like, you know, no idea what... I mean, what I've noticed lately is it's been at times fairly warm during the day, the last week or so, and then it gets cold at night now as well.
Well, it was cold yesterday because I was at the Walker's line, it was about 11 Celsius. I couldn't believe I had vapour coming out of my mouth. And it's late April, and it's most unusual for this time to have that sort of temperature. I know in the countryside, but County Hampshire, having temperatures of 11 Celsius, I think it was 8 Celsius on, I think, Monday earlier this week by day around the UK. That's more like winter temperatures, John. It's most unusual.
It doesn't feel like, you know, the end of April, like you say. We should be getting, you know, spring sunshine, but we're getting this sort of horrible weather. So it's going to remain unsettled, so we'll just expect the unexpected, and anything can happen then, pretty much, going into next week.
Yeah, let alone the experience. Like yesterday on the Walker's line, we saw some illegal aerial drones flying over the Walker's line, which is not allowed. Well, it's on their website. It said it's illegal to fly aerodrones over the water line on the Warrior Embankment. And I caught it on video. It's on my YouTube channel. I caught it on video. But it's very hard to trace these people that fly these aerodrones. You can't track them. You can put aerodrone trammers in place, but it's not allowed. It's illegal, really.
No, what do you think they were trying to film them? What do you think the purpose of them being up there?
They're flying legally. Yeah. Over the land, because the land's private, the farmland's private. They're not supposed to do it. It says it on their website, the Walker's line. They're not very happy about it. I think they just put it up and they're just trying to warn people off.
Yes, of course.
Not listening, unfortunately.
We know how dangerous that can be, particularly, you know, around airports and stuff like that. You know, you see people flying drones. That's, you know, that's not
Yeah, November, London Gatwick Airport had to be shut because the aerodrones, basically. They never found who flew the drones. They never found them.
No.
Whoever they were, they got away with it.
Yeah, and they're probably being cursed by various holiday makers and people trying to get away on a plane that can't take off because they're trying to do that. So, yeah. Okay, so you mentioned Watercress Line, so you spent the day yesterday on the steam train. What was that like?
Well, unfortunately, I couldn't get to do the Kindle experience. It was fully booked, unfortunately. Plus, they put a fence up quite next to the experience now, which so it's difficult to film it, so you can't get very close up. So I don't think you're going to be in very good film with driving it like last time. I was very lucky last year I got to drive it, John, for five minutes. So this year, it wouldn't be the same. It would have been like a very long-distance video. I'm not a very good video of me.
You got to drive a steam train. I mean, that must have been the most amazing experience for you.
It was marvellous last year. I was so lucky. It was a beautiful hot day, England Summer's Day, October last year. And I think it was very pleasant. It was high 26 Celsius. It was just beautiful. I was so lucky. I got about 34 views for that video last time I checked it. But it was a good video.
Your life is just amazing. You always get up to exciting things. So what else has been happening for you over the last week or so?
I went for a run up to Farnborough again. I did another video at Farnborough train station. Plus, my mum and dad sent me more videos from the holiday in Japan. They're back from the holiday from Japan now. They had a good time. And I really appreciate the video. But I've got a lot of videos still to put on from abroad as well. So they're going to be busy for a while.
I love that. How's the subscriber numbers going on your YouTube channel at the moment?
Last time I checked, I think it was 575 subscribers last time I checked it. It's quite a lot.
That's all right. That's good. 575 people sort of enjoying what you put up there. We love seeing what you put up there as well. It's always interesting to see what you get up to. It's almost like we're there with you. So how do we find you on YouTube then?
Simon H. Evans.
Brilliant. So Simon H. Evans.
And this is my friend Sparky and Jimbo every Friday at ITS 5:30, Thorough Hills radio station show as well, please.
I was waiting for that plug, yes. Not just a weather expert on this show, you spread your wings far and wide, don't you, Simon?
I certainly do, John Evans. I'm a very busy bloke, literally. Brilliant. I'm like an action man, literally.
Yeah, a real-life action man. There you go. Simon, we will catch up with you soon. Have a good rest of your Sunday. Hope you get some rest as well, and amongst all the action.
Yes, I could do some rest and sleep today if I can get it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Simon. There we go. There's Simon H. Evans on YouTube.